Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the increasing tension around school board races. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Voters are casting ballots on two statewide issues today, but there's lots of local levies and races for Ohioans to decide on as well. Among those, school board positions. The races are nonpartisan. Candidates don't run as a Republican or Democrat, but the contests are still fraught with controversial political issues. Education reporter Connor Morris with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media joins us now to help us understand what's at stake in these races. Hey, Connor.
Hey, Claire.
So schools have become a battleground in the so-called culture wars. What are you seeing in districts here in Ohio?
So basically, since the pandemic, these normally pretty calm and sleepy board meetings typically, they've taken on new life. There's dozens of people that will show up to these meetings, especially in suburban school districts like Mentor or Hudson up here in Northeast Ohio. And there's a couple of main planks, so to speak, that parents, especially those who identify as conservative, are kind of worried about. They talk a lot about the content of books in classrooms and libraries. You know, they argue things they don't agree with or that are sexually explicit should be removed. Bathroom use is a big one. They say it should be based on students' sex assigned at birth rather than their gender identity. And another big one is critical race theory. That's a sort of high-level academic theory that racism is kind of baked into the very fabric of American society.
So do those concerns reflect reality? How prevalent are those types of policies and curricula in Ohio schools?
So these candidates, who are often conservative, but not always, are aligning themselves with this growing kind of parents' rights movement. Candidates who I would call more traditional, who really try to stick with the nonpartisan nature of these races. I spoke to a couple of them. They say they don't know where parents' rights have ever really been eroded in the education space. And they actually also argue, there was a ticket I spoke to in North Royalton, it's a mix of registered Republicans and Democrats who they're running as a nonpartisan ticket, but they say there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. They say, look, we're not teaching critical race theory. We are, though, helping students prepare for a complex and diverse world, though. And there are some first-time candidates that told me that they decided to run because these Board of Ed meetings have become too chaotic, too focused on political and cultural issues.
These sorts of fights, these sorts of controversy, it's increased discord from what school board races have historically been. So how has that affected the actual quality of children's education here in Ohio?
Sure. So I spoke to Vladimir Kogan, who's a political science professor at OSU. He's writing a book about school boards. And he said that, school boards dealing in political and cultural controversy, like, this actually goes back decades. You just take a second and think. Prayer in schools, for example, or evolution, controversy around teaching of evolution. But he did say that he's crunched the numbers a bit on this, looking back at districts that were kind of consumed by these political and cultural controversies in recent years. And he found that there is a small but significant drop in some students' test scores in the wake of these incidents kind of happening and consuming what the school boards are doing. He argues that every minute and every dollar that's spent arguing about these things is not a dollar or a minute spent improving things for like curriculum, for example.
Well, we're sure to spend many more minutes discussing this issue as time goes on. Connor Morris, education reporter for Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.